big groundbreaking ceremony set for, I guess it'd be right around lunchtime, just after lunchtime today, for the new State Public Health and Environmental Science Laboratory. It's a mouthful to say, but joining us, the Department of Management and Budget. I love that. Laura Watruba's with us. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm well. How are you?
I'm going to be okay, sticking shovels in the ground. You got a nice day for it. Tell us about this. It's a lot to say. I don't know. Is there a way to shorten the public, the State Public Health Environmental Science Laboratory? I can hardly say that.
I know. So, you know, around the halls, when we're talking about it, we call it the new state lab. So that's probably a little bit more user-friendly, I think.
There you go. I like that. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so later today, just like you said, we're going to be officially breaking ground on a new 300,000 square foot state lab. And that space is going to consolidate services, lab services for three departments within the state of Michigan. And that would be the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. So we're really excited to get that project underway.
All right. So 300,000 square feet is a lot of square feet. How many people you got in there?
I need to see on the final numbers, but I can tell you that that facility is going to process a lot of tests. Just for the Health and Human Services side of the shop, they process close to 7 million tests a year, and they are one of the top seven state public health laboratories in the nation. So just to give you some scope there, they do a lot of work that's going to be coming out of this new building.
So just explain, because obviously I don't move in those circles. This is just kind of on the fringe, the periphery. What are we testing? We do like water from the Great Lakes? Are we testing water? Is this where we found the PFAS stuff? How is it, or all of the above, maybe?
So, yes. Yes, it would be all of the above and plus some. So they do everything from, you know, from the public health side. It's infectious disease in humans, so that might be tuberculosis or legionellosis. And right now we're testing for those infectious diseases, like really about 400,000 tests a year, just to kind of give that a number. But it can be, they also do rabies testing in this facility. And then, like you said, PFAS, testing fish for chemical presence. And then on through to environmental testing, safe water, under the Safe Water Drinking Act. So we're processing about 2.5 million tests, or excuse me, 100,000 samples and 2.5 million test results each year through that.
I would think the water testing alone is incredible. But here's how I gauge things. My personal experience, I like to go fishing, right? Growing up as a kid in rural Illinois, you could go up north to Wisconsin. You could visit Michigan. It seemed like anywhere you went, you could go fishing outside of Chicago and trust what you caught. What I mean by that is you didn't question it. Until a buddy of mine came from Chicago and we went fishing and he said, "Can you eat these fish?" I said, "What do you mean, can you eat them? They're fish." And he said, "We don't eat the fish that we catch it around Chicago." That was my. But now it's like even rural waterways. You wonder that, and nobody bats an eye when you go like, "Well, do you trust these?" That's not good.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, fishing is a huge part of being a Michigander, right? I know I grew up fishing as well, and 100%, you want to trust what you're catching in our lakes and streams and rivers, and so that's why this new facility is so important, because they're going to be part of making sure that, you know, the fish we're eating and catching are safe for consumption. And, you know, if they're not, they will let us know. So,
is this the first time all of these are under one roof? You got the Great Lakes and Energy, you know, the Eagle people, the Health and Human Services people, 300,000 square feet. Is this the first time everybody's under one roof?
It is. To my understanding, that is the case. And we're really hoping that by bringing people together, You know, you've got folks who are working in the labs. They bring a high level of expertise in the sciences together, that they'll be able to collaborate. I know that some of the groups within this building also collaborate with some of our universities around the state and other entities. And so this new facility is really designed to help foster that collaboration, which really helps lead to, you know, and efficiencies in processing all these samples that are coming through the door, but also, you know, workplace efficiencies that you need in that laboratory space.
I like it. Down the hallway or on a different floor. Just, you know, well, let's go down the hallway. And then you I get it. That's pretty good. So,
yeah.
It is now a building and a new facility, more than just walls, new technology being infused into the new facility?
There will be. It's state of the art. And the other interesting side of things is there are some sustainability features that are going to be incorporated into this new build as well. So that runs from everything from making sure, you know, like there's water conservation efforts, some of the building materials they're using have a sustainable focus. Even the lighting system that's going in will, it's called daylight harnessing, lighting. So, you know,
is it like a big skylight? What is that?
The daylight harnessing. It's really designed to capture daylight and adjust without like flipping a switch. So it kind of automatically, it's like smart lighting, I guess.
Weird.
Would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, the Brainiac light people, they understand it. You and I just know that it's, okay, I can see stuff. That's cool. Okay, I get it.
Light, come on when you enter the room.
That's all I want. That's all I want. Laura Wotruba. This is exciting. So, okay, the shovel's going to ground today, what, about 1 o'clock?
Yep, that's when we're starting at 1 o'clock. This new facility is going to be built out at the what we call the State Secondary Complex. So for those who are driving in and around Lansing, you will see the new building going up. If you travel I-96, right where it splits from 127, a lot of people, I know my kids know that part of the road because you'll see the Michigan State Police Precision Driving and training course. So sometimes you'll see state police vehicles training out on their course. And that's kind of the area where this new building is going to be
All right.
Up.
Well, you got a nice day for it. A little breezy, but I think it'd be a nice day for it. Laura Wotruba. Hey, we're going to let you go because we're up on time for the news. But this is exciting, and we appreciate your time this morning. We'll stay in touch, all right?
That sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
All right. See you later. 1320 WILS, this is your morning wake-up. Mike Austin back in a minute.